Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very glad about having our good friend Ami Khazar back on the show. Ami is a great, coming up on... over 7 year member of our 9 year member of our Brain Trust, CEO, founder of Multifunding, author of a brand new book coming out very soon, The Growth Dilemma, and he's our good friend, Ami Khazar. Welcome back.
Jim, always a pleasure to be with you, my friend.
It's good to have you back as always. So congratulations on your new book.
Thank you so much.
The Growth Dilemma. Tell us about it.
I'm a little bit nervous, to be honest.
So tell us about it.
Jim, what I find over the years of working is that, you know, entrepreneurs struggle. Everyone thinks that with how big they want to grow, how fast they want to grow, and how they want to get there. So growth comes with decisions, and growth comes with deciding how much risk that you want to take. And what I've done with the Growth Dilemma is try to build a framework to help entrepreneurs think about or what their risk tolerance is, where they are in their life cycle, what their growth goals and aspirations are, and try to work with it to find their, what I call, find their financing comfort zone.
Well, and so, when you say financing comfort zone, why do you use that term?
Well,
why don't you use payroll comfort zone
part of growing a business is, more often than not, if you want to grow, you need capital to grow.
Right.
And capital, whether you do it in equity or you take it in the form of debt, comes with risk. And we each have to decide how much risk, what our risk tolerance is, and what our financing comfort zone is. Some people have what I like to call the no-debt badge of honor. And that's completely cool, but that's going to slow down your growth.
No debt is a strategy. It's not a bad strategy. It's not a fast strategy, and it's not a very entrepreneurial strategy.
But there's nothing wrong with it. But if you have that, you have to understand that.
Let me back you up a minute here, Ami. If you're in a certain industry, if you're in certain places, if you're in a certain lane, you don't have to have debt. You don't have to have debt to survive, but you better have capital. And if you don't have enough capital to keep a pace with everything going on around you from some source, then, you know, saying that you're not going to have debt, it's fine, but my question is, okay, where's your capital going to come from?
That's correct.
It's got to come from somewhere. Otherwise, you're going to get run over and you'll be roadkill.
That's right. But what I'm trying to say is that these are very personal decisions. My book is not a book about that you have to take as much debt as you can in
right.
order to be successful, and you have to grow as quickly as you can. That's just not true. There's nothing wrong with choosing to grow slowly. There's nothing wrong to choosing to be in an industry that is not very capital intensive if you don't have the tolerance for risk. There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't have the tolerance for risk, so I'm going to take on an equity investor, even though equity investors bring on different types of risk.
Mm-hmm.
But what's important is how to figure out how to figure out the trade-offs that you're making, and then make a good decision for you, and realize that these things change over time, and what your requirements are and what your needs are for your business today might change from a year from now, etc. And so the book that I encourage every entrepreneur to go through the exercises in it once a year, is to go through this and make decisions about what you need to do, what you're comfortable with today, and if you stretched yourself a little bit, what that might mean to your growth.
And you better have a capitalization strategy. And I want to talk about that when we come back. One of the things I want you to weave into your discussion. We're going to talk about more about what's in Amit's new book, but it's called The Growth.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.